It's Erin.
And Nicole.
Welcome to Dude That's Fucked Up.
The podcast.
Hey, babies.
Baby.
What's on the burner today?
Oh, we're cooking with gas.
Oh, yeah. How's everybody doing? I hope you're all having a good week.
I hope 2020, I hope people are luxuriating in it, but also I hope people are super ambitious. Mm. I hope people are like getting shit done, have a good mindset, positivity.
Mm.
It's 2020. I mean, we've already been in it for a little bit, but like, you know, I still have that like feeling of like, this is new. This is exciting.
We're still in the first month of the new decade.
Yeah. So we, oh my God. Yeah. And it's a new decade. So it's just like, what am I going to accomplish this year?
Yeah.
I've been reading. I want to like really do a vision board or like some version of it. Set some goals. Yeah. And I've been like reading like magazines, but like with that thought in mind of like little clips I could take.
It's such a throwback for me, like thinking about a vision board to like my wall of
in high school.
In high school.
Same.
Yeah.
I think I still have it. I have a box of a bunch of stuff I cut out of magazines that was like very ambitious to me.
Yeah.
And I kept it and I have it for some reason. Like
mine was just hot guys.
Mine was like fashion, makeup, yeah, a lot of Gwen Stefani.
I did have a lot of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like fun outfits that I loved that were probably in hindsight very hideous, but these were like the late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Erin just had a bunch of cutouts of JNCOs.
Yeah. I definitely owned a pair of like shiny, like I want to say nylon pants that were like cargo pants.
Oh my God. Wait, I think I remember
with like a midriff that I'd wear with. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Or like a we've talked about this.
My halter tops.
Yeah. Wait, what color were the pants?
They're like a silver, like a dark, dark gray, like silver.
I think I remember these. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, why was I wearing fucking snowboard pants?
I was wearing, my mom gave me some clothes like when I moved back here. Like, you know, we just got back into that groove where my mom's like, oh, do you want this?
Yeah, like when you guys moved back
here. Yeah, when we moved back to LA.
And she had kept like all of your fucking clothes from.
Oh, no, not even. It was like stuff she was wearing, but was like, I don't like it whatever. Yeah. Or she's like, you might like this better or whatever. And she gave me, they weren't. Okay, I call them my action pants because they, you're ready for anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, they didn't zip off, but they would, like, you could roll them up and then, like, button them.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They went from a full pant to, like, long short.
They're, like, you could be hiking 1 minute and then, you know, walking on the beach.
Yeah.
Looking for sea anemones the next.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I would wear them to Disneyland because I'm like, well, if it gets hot, I'll just roll them up. I never did. Why would I? That's embarrassing. They were just some like Big Five pants. You know, like from Big Five.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely know exactly what you're talking about. God
how
damn
embarrassing.
It.
Yeah. Wow. I kind of liked them though. Like if they were, what I'm saying is I want a fashionable version of that. Somewhere in between your shiny ones and these like.
You want like a utility pant, but not that's like fashion.
I want a utility pant that's
we're
fashion.
We're talking about cargo pants.
Okay.
Or not.
Fashion cargo pant. I want a pant that's ready for any adventure. I want a pant that goes from work to play to slay.
I think you're talking about like a faux leather legging.
but has a zip-on part that also goes to like a full boot cut.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're asking for a lot here.
Just get different pairs of pants, Nicole. Yeah. Good, noted. All right, let's move
on. Cool. Oh, well, I don't have any business.
No business.
We still have a couple shirts left.
Mm.
Not many.
Like barely any, but.
Yeah.
I'm glad for you if you got yours.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Rock that shit.
Yeah.
We also have tons of stickers and magnets.
Yeah.
Ready and available for me to send to you.
Oh, my
anytime.
God.
Anytime. Yeah. On our website, dtfupodcast.com.
Visit it.
Check it out. Anything fucked up for you this week?
Oh, I'm just, I just was like bedridden, like fucking Grandpa George and Grandpa Joe and all the, and Grandma Josephine and Grandma Georgina and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was like in a sick bed. I just had vertigo really bad. And it's like, now it's like a bit of a migraine, but I'm like powering through it.
I'm so sorry, dude.
It happens.
Sucks, man.
I think I'm taking on too much in the next coming weeks, honestly. And I like kind of stress myself out.
Yeah.
And then I like, yeah. And then it just like triggered it. And then it was awful. But I've been doing my exercises and getting back on track. So I'm feeling better. I can like get out of bed now.
Yeah.
And I can like move around and do fun stuff. I mean,
it's so debilitating.
I know.
Vertigo's crazy.
Well, it's like you can't even like. Like, I went to go pee, and then it's like, am I going to puke now? Like,
yeah.
You just, because I'm like, I have to get out of the bed to, like, go pee. But then you, like, just force yourself to do it, and you come back, and then you're, like, spinning, and you're like, oh, my God. And then it's like, all you can do is sleep. It's wild.
This is, like, the time where I think, like, having a chamber pot would be cool again.
Yes, a chamber pot. Okay, I was like, I need a bedpan, but I like, a chamber pot sounds,
it's
like,
fancy.
Less old.
Yeah. It's, they're usually like nice and made of like, you know, porcelain and.
And they just look like a ceramic jug.
Yeah.
They don't look like a toilet.
Yeah. Like, you know, you should just get a gravy bowl. Like we talked about with the underwear episode where
people. I have a gravy boat.
Yeah.
I'll just use that.
Just use that.
It might fill up quick. I don't know.
Or a soup tureen.
What about a Dutch oven? I'll just put my farts in there.
Yeah. Keep your farts in there. You gotta hurry up and close it up though. Trap them. Oh man.
What's your fucked up of the week?
No, I ain't got shit. Everything's
good week.
Good week.
Yeah.
Solid week. I can't think of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all right.
It's cool.
Let's like roll into our shit then.
All right. So this is like very. Our topic is like very of the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the news a lot right now. Well, not exactly the topic, but.
No, we just thought it would be fun to talk about what's been in the news and then we can like
roll
segue.
Into,
yeah. We're going to like, it's an offshoot of this life.
Yes. So recently in the news, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have been in the news because they are like, they're ready to go. They're like, fuck this shit. Fuck this family.
They're like, royal family. Oh, we are not.
They want out. They're,
yeah.
This is, I think, a long time coming. They're giving up their senior roles in the royal family and probably moving out of the UK and gonna get real jobs.
Oh, my God.
Like, where they can make their own money and they're not living off of, you know, the citizens, taxpayers' money.
Yeah, that was like the headline is that they're looking for financial independence, which right now they're paid a salary from the taxpayers of the UK.
Right. And then, you know, the royal family does have some of their own wealth, like that's been passed down from generations or whatever. But yeah, it's like, I don't really know what that number is. It's probably some made up number because of all their stolen jewels and whatnot.
Right.
Who knows if that's really theirs? I don't know.
Like, their liquid assets are, like, low, but their, like, overall assets. I mean, they do have, like, 1,000 cottages and houses and castles and shit.
Yeah.
But also, they have to pay a butt ton of people.
Yeah. I know. They have massive amounts of staff. And
they got expenses.
And, yeah, that that's all paid for by
the people.
The people. So... It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
This whole situation is kind of never really been done before. I mean, it's been sort of done. Like, people have abdicated their thrones and titles, but, like, usually they've been forced into
it. I was just going to say, okay, but usually they're forced out because of some, like, scandal or...
Right. Like, something bad that they did.
Yeah.
Or they're just, like...
Fergie?
Fergie... She divorced.
Oh, right.
Prince Andrew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Prince Andrew, ooh,
he's in some hot water.
The devil.
Honestly, he's lucky that they're leaving because it's taking some of the heat.
Well, so this whole thing is very interesting to me because they are being kind of forced out in a way.
Yeah.
Because of the media in the UK treating Meghan Markle like absolute garbage.
Oh, my God.
It is so fucked up. They are awful to her.
Yeah.
And they're fucking racist.
Yeah.
Like, straight up racist to her. A lot of they're called tabloids there. We think of tabloids here in America as just, like, the National Enquirer.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, you know, The Sun or whatever the fuck. The stuff that's at the grocery store newsstands.
Yeah.
Where you see Bat Boy and whatnot.
Yeah, like the lowest level of, like, magazines and stuff.
Yeah, you can't even really consider them media because they're not.
It's like,
they're not journalism. Yeah, it's just silliness.
Yeah.
But tabloids there are, they're gossipy, and they're not, like, necessarily prestigious, mm-hmm. but they've been around for a long time, and they are kind of truth tellers in their way. And they've always reported on the royal family. Like, this is what their main function is, I think.
Well, and it's what people want to read. I'm sure, like, people are so interested.
Yeah, it's like, as Mariah Carey said, why are you so obsessed with me?
Oh, my God.
But, like, yeah, people are genuinely interested in what the royal family does.
Yeah, and so I am.
And I want to know, like, kind of, like, what's going on behind closed doors, because it's just such a under wraps kind of situation.
Also, yeah, it's so under wraps, so there's so much, like, mystery.
Intrigue.
Yeah, like, and also, like, they are a representation, you know, it's like tradition and all this stuff, and it's like fun.
Yeah.
I got really into it, like, when Kate Middleton married Prince Charles. Oh, yeah, Prince William. I was, like, super into that. I woke up, watched the wedding before work. Like, it was so fun. And then I definitely watched this last wedding. Like, it's fun. And it's like, we don't have anything like that anymore. And so it is fun. And it is, like, big, and it's such an event, and people are really interested.
Yeah.
But it's, like, too much.
Yeah, so I think – so I'm fresh off The Crown, the latest season of The Crown.
Okay.
It's wonderful. Do you watch The Crown?
No. Is that – is the latest season Coleman?
Yeah, Olivia Coleman.
Olivia Coleman, yeah.
And, the whole cast is great. Like, it's so good. And I don't know. It's very interesting. All the stuff that goes down, they're normal. They're human beings.
Yeah.
Like, some people think they're lizard people. But and maybe. But definitely.
Okay, no one's lizard people.
Fucking bitch, how do you know?
Oh, come on. Oh, my God. Fucking the lizard people just, like, out with the Sasquatch. Just, like, party at night under a full moon.
Yeah, they come from the center of the earth.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, but Meghan Markle is she came from a normal upbringing. She is a quote-unquote commoner. Like, is.
And she's American.
And she's American.
Yeah.
And she is a woman of color.
Yeah.
So all these things, I think, make the press go kind of crazy.
And she was on Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal.
So suits. She's very regular suits. Yeah.
So, but just some examples of how racist the British media have been.
Okay.
They have compared her and Harry's baby to a chimpanzee.
Oh, mama.
There have been articles written about her suggesting that she has done some sort of, quote, juju.
Oh, like my God. Like voodoo.
Like voodoo.
Like a spell.
Because she is a black woman.
Oh, my God.
And then there was a headline from the Daily Mail recently that said, quote, Harry's girl is, in parentheses, almost straight out of Compton.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Gang-scarred home of her mother revealed. So will he be dropping by for tea?
Oh, my God.
What the fucking fuck?
Holy shit.
Like, I'm actually, like, I I didn't realize how bad it was.
Yeah.
Like, because we don't see this. Like, we know, like, the British press is shitty to her.
Yeah.
But we aren't living there where we see these tabloid headlines all the time. And so recently, though, it's gotten really bad.
Well, you know, the only thing I've been seeing, I would say a majority of what I see about Meghan is, like, Meghan and Harry and Archie is actually pretty positive mm-hmm. over here. I feel like the salacious stuff over here has been, like, Kate and Meghan, like, not getting along. Like, it's like
the queen doesn't know what's happening or, like, yeah. you know, the one that I saw that was so dumb was Harry chooses Meghan over the queen, over his,
yeah.
like, who? Yeah, that's his fucking wife.
Yeah, he has a new family now. The queen's going to die soon, probably. She's old.
The queen is his grandma. Like, yeah. If there's ever a man out here choosing his grandma over his wife, like, yeah. I don't know. Like, yes, okay. respect your grandparents.
Yeah.
Like, it should never be to this point. This is crazy.
Okay, do you stand to inherit $1 billion when she dies? Okay, maybe you need to, like, pick her side just for the time being. And when she's gone, you could go back. But it's like, no, he doesn't get anything. Like, he's so far down in the line of, like.
He's, like, ninth in line or yeah, something.
It's like, I mean.
So this is where any move that they make together or. Mm-hmm. Or specifically together, or herself.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm talking literal moves.
Yeah.
Like, the way she closed a fucking car door, like, last year. Or whatever she wears is scrutinized to a degree that is...
Oh, my God.
...out of control.
What is going on? Is really nothing else going on? No, there's plenty of stuff going on. But it's like, maybe this is what sells, so they sell it.
I guess so. Know. I was, like, reading a Vanity Fair article about this whole relationship that the British media has with
the royal family. Yeah.
I feel like it's as long as the royal family exists, these people have to. This is, like, their only reason for existing is to talk shit on them.
But it's like, okay. It's not even good talking shit. Like, yeah. I want to know, did you catch, you know, Prince Harry in sweatpants eating, like, Chef Boyardee out of a can? That is news to me. If you can get that, fucking with your Zoom lens and shit, I'm into that. But if this, like, is like, no. Oh, she shut the car door bad. It's like, what the fuck? This isn't news. It's not anything.
Well, and they'll write a whole white paper on how she doesn't belong because she shut the car door wrong.
But then
they'll be like, Prince Andrew, he's a prince.
Yeah.
He, I guess he could fuck 14-year-olds. That's
oh, my
cool.
God. Oh, he says he didn't really know him that well or whatever. He said.
About Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. It's like, no, I think they were so, very good friends.
Man, so I guess the whole thing boils down to the fact that nothing that she does or that they do together can will ever be right or correct or will make anybody happy. And it's like, they're just trying to live their lives. They have a little baby now that they have to think about.
Also, why, like, none of this shit is directed at Harry.
No.
Which is wild to me. Like, and he used to be, like, the Playboy son and was, like, the one who was, like...
He was wild.
He was caught on, like, videotape in Las Vegas and shit with,
He went to a fucking Halloween costume wearing a Nazi uniform.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh,
he's
okay.
He's got all kinds of shit going on. But he grew up.
Yep.
And, you know, that was real fucking shitty. But now he is a grown man.
Yeah.
He has apologized for a lot of his past bullshit.
Yeah.
He married a wonderful woman who he's very in love with.
Yeah.
They had a baby together. Like, it should be fucking case closed. But no, the media cannot get off their fucking dicks. Like, it is so bizarre to me. And because we're Americans and this is, like, so strange to us. Like, we have the Kardashians and we have, you know, all these famous people. But, like, and they're in the tabloids all the time. But they fucking love that shit. That's what they live for.
Oh, my God. That's how they make their money.
Like, they call the paparazzi to, like, come. You know, that's their whole thing. But
they have to, because how else are they going to sell those fucking belly tees and shit?
Yeah, and it's just – so it's totally different.
Yeah.
But then when Harry and Meghan decided, okay, we're going to leave yeah. our positions and we're going to try to make money. It was like a shock. Like it could, the media couldn't believe that they would do this to the royal family. It's like, okay, what do you want here?
Yeah.
So like they were saying things like, it's a shock move abroad. And they described the decision as seismic and selfish, rogue, and an atrocious lapse of judgment. These are all things that the media is saying about them. But what do you want? Do you want them to – because they'll sit there and they'll criticize them for living off of, you know, taxpayer money.
Yeah.
And then the minute that they are like, fuck you guys, we're out.
Yeah.
We're going to go make our own money. They're idiots.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. They're like, oh, they're too good for us now or whatever. It's like, oh, no one can win.
Yeah.
It's also I loved all the like headlines this week just about like, oh, the Queen calls an emergency meeting to like talk about this move and talk them out of it. It's like, bitch, she knew. She knew before everyone else. Like, please, like they haven't talked to her. She's fully in on it. And like maybe this is just like dumb American headlines about it, trying to be like mm-hmm. in on they're like, we can write about them too, or whatever. And it's like, no, you can't. Like, no. I don't know. It's just so dumb. I'm sure that they've talked to her about it for years, probably, and are just like, we don't want to live our lives this way. And she's probably like, I get it. Like,
look at what happened to your mother, yeah. Diana.
Oh like, my God. Yeah.
Like
hello.
Harry. You can, I want you to be happy. Like, I don't think that the Queen is like sitting there being like, oh, but the image that the royal family must project yeah. has to be. No, like, of course she is definitely considering that, but she's not a fucking robot. Like,
also, Harry is so far down in the line. Oh, if it was William, I think maybe it like,
oh yeah,
she would have talked him out of it. But also, he has always known his position. He married someone who like, is aligned. Like, Harry was never that person. Mm-hmm. Like, he's still not. And he, like, made his decisions and, like, it all feels, like, in part with his character.
And also,
none of this feels surprising.
Also, it could be the best thing that ever happened to the royal family if he's, quote unquote, allowed to do this.
Right.
It's not like they're going out and becoming like fucking, I don't know, animal poachers or something to make a living. They're going out and they're going to do
like charity shit.
Yeah. They're going to do like a lot of like good work probably. Yeah. They're going to they're going to do good stuff. They're not going to just make money for themselves. They're going to be world leaders in some form or fashion. And even if they're not fucking finding the cure for cancer.
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's their life.
I want them to be happy. Yeah, I don't even know these people.
Yeah.
Maybe they're real fucking assholes. Yeah. But you know what?
They get to live their life. And you know what? They said, we don't want titles anymore and we don't want to be part of this. So it don't matter anymore. Yeah. They don't have to live by these rules.
Man. And some of these rules. So this is what we're talking about today.
Oh my God.
Some of the weirdest, most... I don't really even know how to describe some of these rules, just other than they might make sense in a historical context, but today don't make any sense.
It's like rules, traditions, do's and don'ts. It's just when you – and I get it. It's like, you know, being a president, any president that isn't our current president, there are like rules and protocols you have to follow, you know, and they do. And it's like weird and it makes your life weird while you're president and mm-hmm. while you're living in the White House and while you're in this job. But like you have to do it. That's part of it. So I get it. But also, can we revisit some of these royal family? Because some of these seem very outlandish.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, some are straight up. Smart.
Pretty baller.
And a baller. And I will be adopting some of these into my personal life.
Everybody get on board.
Yeah, everybody get on board because there's some fucking CIA code shit that like goes down and we're just going to talk about it. But that's the shit that I want to bring into my life.
Yeah. So you know what? Here we are. We're going to spill some royal tea for you. Put your pinky up, bitch.
Pinkies up.
All right, we're going to start with we're going to break this down into some categories.
Okay.
The first category of weird shit, of protocol.
Etiquette.
Rules, etiquette, has to do with dining.
Ooh, this is good because there already is so much etiquette around dining, but like this is
like
escalated to a place where you're like, excuse me?
You're like, can I use my mouth to eat? I don't know. Am I supposed to put it in my butthole? Like, how do I?
Can I look at the food, or is that not allowed? Or, like, how do I ask for more, or is that not allowed?
Do I just smell it? Is that all I get to do here?
So, yeah, my hot tip would be eat before you go.
Yeah. Because you're going to be too scared. No way, you're not getting invited to any of this shit. So one of the first weird fucked up things about the royal family,
yeah,
or a royal dinner, if you will,
yeah,
there's no garlic.
This is in, okay. Fucking the queen's a vampire, the end.
Yeah.
Okay, this is over. That's the royalty. Bye.
No, queen hates it.
She hates garlic so much she won't let anyone cook with it in the fucking palace. Like, when she's there, and if she's attending,
no garlic.
And this was like a rumor, but it has been substantiated by two chefs that used to work in the royal kitchen.
And maybe she's like actually allergic to it, or has an intolerance to it, and maybe she has like rank ass farts. And she's just like, no garlic, please.
Oh my God. Maybe like, maybe she just, like, yeah, immediately gets like super bloated and gassy, and then like can't control her farts.
I mean, she's like in her 90s now, so
that would make sense. Yeah.
But it's
why are you gonna punish everyone else?
I know.
Also, garlic's how delightful. Bland is all that food? What are you only cooking with onions?
Onions.
Like, there's no flavor.
I mean, yeah.
Cause like an offshoot of that is they're not allowed to cook with or eat anything that's like, I think, spicy or could cause like gastrointestinal issues, because you can't be having diarrhea at a royal event.
No, it's all very bland, I think.
Yeah, but or like burping.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what they're doing, because the next thing that they don't allow or the queen doesn't like is pasta, potatoes, and rice. Those never appear on a dinner menu because the queen does not like think they're
what does good. She eat.
She eats a lot of fish and vegetables, which, you know, that's good. It's like the Mediterranean diet.
Yeah, but you need a starch, I feel like. That's the good stuff.
She doesn't like starches or carbs.
Ugh. So she just doesn't let anyone eat it? I think she eats bread, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
Like a roll. No. You have to have a roll at a royal event.
Yeah, I think there's bread.
A biscuits?
She eats, and she eats the same thing for breakfast every morning.
Crumpet?
No, she eats dried fruit. Nuts and a bowl of cornflakes.
Oh, bitch is regular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good for her.
I know. So yeah, carbs and starches out the window, and no garlic. So
yeah,
fuck.
I'm not eating.
I think I'd leave just. I'd leave the royal family just based on that.
Megan's probably like, nobody's eating anything here. Yeah. Like, what? I don't want to get married into this family. Like, can we
she
please
didn't know?
She didn't know. Yeah, she didn't know.
She knew, like, all the big stuff. Like, you can't vote anymore.
Yeah.
You can't have a political opinion anymore.
And then she's like, but then she shows up and she's like, so what do you guys eat here? And they're like, a gust of wind.
Yeah.
A large gust of wind. Yeah. She's like, no, thank you.
We're Eritareans.
Oh my God. Ew. Okay.
Yeah.
No French fries or nothing. Like, that's.
It's rough.
Oh, think God. About that.
But that's just at the royal dinners. I mean, you could probably have a footman go get you some fucking McDonald's or
true.
Something.
True. Or, like, you can, like, you could eat normal foods when you're, like, when they're at Frogmore Cottage and, like,
yeah.
It, making dinner and stuff. And it's probably so cute. And they're, like, what's for dinner? Potatoes with a side of potatoes and potato gravy.
I also made some pasta.
Yeah.
With all the garlic in it.
Yeah. We're having garlic pasta.
And then when the queen stops eating, you stop eating.
Mm.
That's, I mean, sure.
You better fucking eat fast. She's probably...
She probably eats slow and, you know.
Takes her time. She's, like, talking.
Yeah. Also, there's no shellfish or rare meat served at dinners.
Oh.
Because you can get food poisoning from those things.
Easier. Again, no D in the P palace. No diarrhea in the palace.
I was like, whoa, what's that?
No D in the P.
And unless it's at an official function, they're not allowed to accept food or drinks from anyone.
Yeah, because they can be poisoned.
Yeah.
That's not, that feels normal. Like, you have to eat what's been tasted.
I feel like you can't really get poisoned anymore, though. I mean, you can, but...
I bet you really can.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. All family members have to speak to the person to the right during the first part of the dinner. And then you speak to the person on the left the second part of the dinner.
Mm. Yeah. Because I think I read that that's how the queen, because the person to the right is always a guest of honor. The person to the right of the queen.
Yeah.
Is always a guest of honor. So she... Like, she's like, okay, I'm going to talk to this person for during the first half so they feel like they got their face time.
Yeah.
And then she'll turn to the left and speak to that person. So, and the way they seat everyone, every member of the royal family is asked to do the same. And it's, like, to keep the conversation flowing.
Yeah.
Which, this is very smart.
Yeah, there's, like, whole entire fucking, a whole job. Like,
yeah.
There's a whole crew of people that do this.
Yeah.
That set up the seating arrangements,
yeah. Oh my
just
God.
For dinners.
That's like someone's job.
Yeah, that's somebody's job.
Whoa.
So yeah, during the first course, right, second course, left.
Yeah.
I don't know. Then after, is there a third course where it's just like free play? I don't know.
I don't know. Well, maybe the third course is like the main one and she just eats.
Yeah, maybe.
And then she's done.
Yeah.
And then it.
And then like, everybody
bye-bye.
Else. Yeah, there is no third course because the queen's like, well, fuck you guys. I'm tired.
I'm done. I'm old. So.
And then... The queen's dogs, the corgis,
yeah,
they're very cute, are always prepared gourmet meals. And they're prepared daily by an in-house chef and hand-delivered by a footman. I want this for my life.
Oh, my. That's, you know what? That's the definition of fancy feast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know.
It's like God. Some little, like, I bet it's brought out on, like, a little silver, like, tray.
Yeah.
And like, a little, like... You know, fancy little glass bowl or whatever. And it's like, my lord.
Yeah.
My lord. My corgs.
My corgis. Okay. The next topic.
Yeah.
Of weird shit. Fun and games. With lots of question marks.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So this is one of the funnier rules to me.
Oh, okay.
That they're not allowed to play Monopoly.
Oh, my God.
No member of the royal family is allowed to play Monopoly.
You know why? Because that shit gets heated.
Dude, I mean, honestly, this is probably a smart rule because...
You can't be out there acting like trash.
No. I remember family Monopoly nights we would have where my brother would fucking flip the goddamn board.
Yeah.
And just run upstairs,
yeah.
You know, and be pissed off the rest of the night.
Oh, my brother, too. Just, like, couldn't deal. It's like, no, you lost all your money.
Like, sorry you landed on Baltic Avenue a fucking million times, which I had a hotel on, you little bitch. Pay up.
You owe me $60.
More like
$6,000. Ooh. Oh, my God. Yeah. I could see why this is a rule. Honestly, like, also that game is like 4 hours long.
Oh, God.
It never
too
ends.
Long.
I think I've only played the game of Monopoly until someone actually won one time in my life, and it was when the power was out in the mountains. We literally had nothing else to do.
That's the only time.
And it's the only time. It's like, oh, well, it's 4 p.m. There's no power. It's dark now because it's winter and it's snowing, and all we have is candles. I guess let's play Monopoly.
Yeah. Let's see. The next recreational rule is that you don't upstage the queen during charades. Is this real?
Look, I saw it on a list. It also makes me think, this woman is a nightmare. Why, like, first of all, you're making everyone play charades.
That's rude.
That's rude. Second, no one's allowed to upstage you. First of all, like, one, that's rude to Megan because this woman is new to this family and she's an actor.
Yeah.
Okay, she's a professional actor. And you're saying that she can't be good enough to the point where she's better than the queen.
What if she's like a fucking, like, charades
juggernaut
savant. Yeah, like, what if she's a ringer?
It doesn't matter
holding,
no it mm-mm. doesn't matter because this is the queen's game.
What
this is her time to shine.
What if the queen is real good at charades though?
But then there wouldn't be a rule that
that's
you can't
true.
Upstage her. She must be shit at it because it's like she's like, nobody be better than me, and everyone's like, oh no, and she's like, her like
they're like a squeaky
cat?
Mattress. I don't know.
She's like, no, you dum-dums. It was
King Henry VIII during the war of, you know.
It was the Louvre. The Louvre. And everyone's like, Jesus, why were you meowing? All right, Gran. Oh,
God damn it.
No, but I hate that so much. Yeah,
that's rude. Yeah. Sorry to this queen, but...
Also, is that her idea of a party? It's just like a bunch of people come over and watch her just like slay at charades.
And then they have to pretend that they're bad at it. Yeah. When they like... it's probably like a really easy one and they're like...
Yeah. Oh, it's like...
I don't know. I don't know how to act this out.
Oh my God.
Let's see. Oh, and this one's real fun to me. The queen is not required to have a driver's license.
Oh, she's out there riding
real dirty.
Oh, excuse me. She just does whatever she wants.
She's the fucking queen of England. You know that expression? Who do you think you are? The queen of England?
She's like, yeah, bitch. May I see your license and registrations? Don't have it, don't need it. In case you haven't noticed, I'm the queen of England.
She pulls out like a fucking pound and she's like, look at this.
Yeah.
Here's my fucking driver's license. It's her face on the money.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's the only person in the UK who may drive without a license or plates. She can just ghost through the streets of London.
I don't like that. Honestly, no one's above the law. Okay? And that includes you, Your Majesty.
And one of the I included this in Fun and Games is you are not allowed to do any kind of PDA. You fucking sluts.
Wait, does that mean like you can't even hold hands or?
No.
Ew.
You're supposed to like keep your hands to yourself.
But that's kind of been amended, right?
I mean.
Like I've seen like photos of like Kate or no, not Kate, but like. Meghan and Harry like hold hands when they're like walking in like foreign countries and shit on like UNICEF trips or whatever.
Yeah. I mean there's probably like times where they're out just like walking their dog or something. But if it's like a
they can't be macking.
Yeah, if it's like a state visit or something, they can't be like
touching
butts or sticking their hands in each other's pockets or anything. You know?
What? Touching butts.
I love touching
butts. Wait, with your hand? I was thinking butt to butt. Okay, I don't know. Like where they just like back up to each other and rub butts with each other.
They just
and then they're
twerk
like
on each other.
And just do a little butt rub and then a little butt shimmy and then they're on their way. That's cute.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I don't know what you and Pete get up to, but
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why I thought butt to butt. They can't grab butts.
No, they can't.
Touching butts is like
no, like you just touch butt.
Oh, you know, and I was thinking touching butts, like butts that touch. Oh, my God. I think that should have been a song on the Kissing Cousins album, Touching Butts. Cousin Butts.
I mean, a lot of the royal family is kind of related. So.
True. Those butts are related. Honestly, good for Harry for marrying an American woman of color because... you know she's not related. Yeah.
Get that gene pool widened out. Let's get,
you know what? Their kid's probably going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mix it up. Come on, man.
I'm sure all the kids are going to be great, but I think Archie's going to be especially great and probably have, like, no recessive bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Next category.
Yeah.
Attire and accessories.
Oh, can't wait. Oh, fashion.
Fashion.
Okay. Royal fashions.
The royal family.
Butt to butt.
Cannot... do ass-to-ass sex. <Just kidding. laughs> No, the royal family must adhere to a strict dress code, obviously.
Yeah, obvi.
It's very very modest.
Yeah.
Like, the women have to always wear a coat in public. Like, they can't... Or
like arms.
No naked arms.
They have
arms.
To have sleeves.
Yeah, and you can't have, like, cleavage hanging out, and you... Like, all these kind of things that, you know, are pretty standard.
Yeah.
You know, the dress or skirt has to be, like, at or right above the knee.
Yeah.
The
women have to have their legs covered in nylons, right?
Yeah, always have to wear nylons. That's bullshit. Yeah, so no casual clothes out in public.
I like the control top of it, but...
Yeah.
I like that about... I don't mind nylons, actually.
I do.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, but, like, what we consider... What we would, like, be on the fancier side.
Yeah.
Like what we would wear to like a nice family holiday dinner or
yeah, or like a work event.
Or a work event or I don't know.
Prom.
That's what they consider casual dress.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could tell.
So that's as casual as they can get.
Even when like I just have this picture in my mind, like even when they weren't even married at this point, but when Harry and Meghan went to like the US Open or whatever mm-hmm. that one time, she was still like in, you could tell, like very fancy designer jeans, and she had that like very crisp designer like white button up. Yeah. And it was like, even that's fancy to me.
Yeah,
like,
oh yeah.
That's like a t-shirt and jeans event to
like
me.
Like they can wear jeans, but yeah. only in the very, very, very most casual, like walking the dog.
And they still have to be like pressed and like,
oh yeah,
like fancy. Like yeah. You can't wear like the, like.
You can't wear fucking sweatpants and Uggs out
no,
in public.
No, no. Or like leggings as pants.
Right, exactly.
Not allowed.
No, now no leggings. Yeah, I hope she fucking
only wears leggings.
I hope she walks out of her house in a robe and fucking lingerie someday.
Oh like, my God.
I just, or you know, just whatever the yeah, fuck.
Yeah, like her Christmas jammies, like yes. Just like fucking gingerbread men all over.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no hats or fascinators after 6 p.m. Okay.
I mean, duh, because that's happy hour and you change into your tiara.
Yeah, it's true.
Once 6 p.m. rolls around, it's tiara time.
Well, did you know that only married women can wear a tiara?
Oh.
And the tiara has to be chosen by the queen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But they can't just be like, I want that one.
Like, each time or just in, like, this is the tiara you will wear once it turns 6 p.m. at every function.
Oh, well, I don't think they wear a tiara for every function. I think
like like if it's like a royal fancy function.
If it's a very fancy function, yeah, they I think that the queen has to choose.
Oh, well.
Every time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know Kate wears.
Because those are her jewels. Like, quote unquote, those are her jewels.
Oh, well, I know Kate wears Diana's.
Yeah.
The one with like the beads.
Yeah.
Or like the little pearl beadlets that yeah. hang.
She might have like.
Been, maybe
like,
that's her like designated yeah, tiara. Designated her. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is I don't know if I've seen Megan's.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I'll have to look at some pics. Okay, this is a baller move to
okay,
me.
Okay, all right.
Okay, the queen's purse.
Yeah.
Her like she always carries a handbag.
Uh-huh.
Like a little cutie it's a, little
it's
handbag.
It's an old lady bag.
It's an old lady bag.
It's a fucking old lady black leather purse.
Yeah.
She does
she matches it to her outfits. Mm.
I guess. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Okay, but so she always has that, and that it's considered proper for ladies in the royal family. Oh, I'll get to this later.
Okay.
But okay, so her purse is like a signal.
This is what I'm talking about with the CIA shit.
Baller shit.
Oh my God.
This is, I'm going to actually adopt this, I
same.
Think, as a code for
yeah.
my life.
I'm going to work out a code specific to me but and like Pete, but yeah. like so I can communicate to him in secret.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So she takes it out and puts it on the table when she's like, this shit's done.
Yeah.
Like, wrap it up. Let's go. Like, it wants dinner turn to up, be done.
Yeah. yeah. Turn on the lights. Everyone's leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you, lights are on. You can't stay here.
You don't have to go home, but you yeah. can't stay here.
yeah.
If it's on the table, everybody, it's done. The event needs to end in the next yeah. couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If she sets it on the floor or moves it to her right arm, it means I need you to get me the fuck out of this conversation with whoever she's with.
Oh my God.
I love that.
I would always be looking at her purse.
Yeah.
I'd be so like, even if I wasn't the one talking to her, but mm-hmm. especially if I was. But if I was just, like, eating dinner, like, across from her, I'd be, like, looking, like, what's she doing with her purse?
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
Because you know who's boring.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know when she's like, I'm done. I'm too drunk. But, like,
again, but again, we're never going to be in a situation where we get to observe these
oh, no,
things.
No. Oh, my God. What if she, like, sets it on her lap?
Oh, man. If she sets it on her lap, that means the person's, like, dick smells. She can smell it. She's like, give me.
No,
like,
that's if she sets it on their lap.
Remove this person from my, like, kick them out.
No. Yeah. I smell dicks. There's
dick cheese over here.
There's a wafting of dick. I need someone to come figure out who it is. They bring the corgis in. When the corgis, like, attack someone's crotch, it's that person, yeah. and they remove them from the event. But then, you know, she'd have to be rude and be like, excuse me, sir, your dick smells.
That's what the purse is for. What else could it be?
No, I think that's 100% accurate. Oh, okay. Maybe she puts it in her own lap. She smells a vagina. But she knows it's not hers, you know? She's like, there's some nasty pussy smells in here. And they're like, no, ma'am. We're having fish for dinner. And she's like, oh, cool, cool.
That's what I eat every night. I should know better.
Oh, duh. Oh, my God. They're like, well, we've smoked it tonight, so it's extra fragrant. She's like, oh, cool.
That's rude.
What if she pukes in it?
Oh, God.
What if she literally opens her bag, pukes in it, closes it, sets it back down?
That means that it's time to kill somebody. Like somebody's getting beheaded tonight.
Yeah. It's whoever, then you give the purse to that person.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, the fucking gross, there's barf in here. And she goes, oh, excuse me? Are you embarrassing me in front of my whole party?
No. If you get the puke purse, that means you're the one to die tonight.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I have received the puke purse.
I've received the purse of puke. It is my time. M'lady.
M'lady.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
My apologies. My dick must have offended you. My stinky dick must have offended you. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gross. What else?
Okay, oh, this is cute.
Those are fake, obviously. Yeah, those last two. We don't know if she can smell dick. She's old. She probably doesn't have a great sense of smell, but who knows?
Or maybe she does.
Maybe it's like really tuned in.
Yeah. I feel like, man, she's probably in really good health and like you can't get anything by her. Like, I think she's kind of a bad bitch, like, to be honest.
Yeah. She's probably like, oh, it smells like dicks. Hello, Philip.
I know what your dick smells like.
Oh, it smells like tiny dicks. Hello, Andrew.
Oh, God.
Wait, sorry. What's the next one? I like the dick stuff.
The next one is, this is cute. All wedding bouquets have the myrtle plant in them.
Oh.
I guess the myrtle was gifted to Queen Victoria by Prince Albert's grandmother.
Oh,
so ever
it's
since
a tradition.
Then, it's a tradition, oh. Yeah. And I think that's nice.
That's cute, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think if you saw Megan's bouquet, it was only myrtle.
Yeah, I think it was.
If that's what that is.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, myrtle is brought over from Germany, and then the flowers from it were first used in Victoria's wedding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's been a tradition ever since.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Let's see. What's next? Oh, this is very morbid. All royal family members have to travel with an all-black outfit in case somebody dies while they're on the road.
Yeah. Like someone in the royal family or someone that they're visiting, like mm-hmm. in the country, like a high up.
Yeah.
Anyone.
Yeah. They just need to be prepared. Anyone anywhere dies.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, that's important. They need to have the...
All-black.
All-black.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, my God.
You do not want to wear wedges in the Queen's presence.
Why?
She hates them.
So she doesn't have to wear them. What a nightmare.
Yeah, well, you see Kate out there wearing wedges a bunch.
Good for her.
I know.
Oh, but when she's not around.
Yeah, she will never. But because she goes to, you know, like a lot of events and a lot of functions where they're outside on grass and stuff.
Yeah.
That's when you need to wear a wedge.
Okay, is this because the queen is like, oh, you little bitch, like you can't wear a regular heel, like, oh, yeah. Were you so uncomfortable?
Yeah.
That's rude.
I know.
Ugh. Well. Oh my God.
She just has, she's very set in what is proper and, you know.
Her charades playing no wedge wearing ass.
No garlic eating. Yeah, she just fucking hates them, so you can't wear wedges. Rude. And then back to the royal women must wear pantyhose. Apparently, bare legs are very impolite.
Oh, yeah. And this is all just the royal people.
Yeah.
Like, what if a regular person didn't wear pantyhose and was wearing wedges in front of her?
I'm going to do that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, same.
Next time I meet the queen.
Yeah.
Next time I see...
Next time I'm over for fish at Lisbeth. The queen's. Yeah.
Okay. And then this goes back to the purse sitch. So all female members of the royal family have to carry a purse, even if it's empty.
Why?
Because the royals believe that they look more relatable when they're carrying a fucking purse around, I guess.
Oh my God.
And even though there's like a team of people who are literally carrying like anything and everything that they might need from Band-Aids to, you know, they're like Gary. There's definitely a team of people. So I just...
You look more relatable.
I don't know how that makes you look more relatable.
No, it doesn't.
But it was helpful for Diana, who didn't give a fuck about those cleavage fucking rules and still would wear low-cut dresses. Like, she was fabulous as fuck.
Yeah.
But she would take her purse, her, like, clutch, and hold it in front of her titties when she's getting out of cars and stuff.
Oh, smart lady.
Yeah.
She was great.
Bless.
Yeah.
And this one's really funny to me. Prince George can only wear tailored shorts. It's customary with royal tradition that the prince has to wear tailored shorts and not pants.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Maybe because they're like kid looking.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know what tradition that is or why, but like, what if he gets cold?
Maybe they just don't want him to look like
a little man yet.
Yeah, a little man.
And maybe, I don't know, this might be an old little tidbit. And maybe he's old enough now where he can wear pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Like full pants.
I hope he's at pants age. Poor kid.
Poor kid,
He's so cold all the time.
See, this
fucking
is like,
wearing shorts.
This is like, I know people are like, oh, they're, you know, royalty and they get to do all this shit and they're, you know, whatever. But it's like, they were just born into this. Just like, I don't know. Yeah, like a lot of stuff is good, but like they don't even get to fucking pick what they want to wear.
Oh my God.
It's, yeah.
Well, but also like those kids are mostly photographed and stuff, or like they're mostly on our radar when they're out at functions, and then you would be dressing your kid anyway. Like you would be picking out his clothes anyway, because you'd be like, oh, we're going to this fancy thing. I have to pick it out. Here's your shorts.
But it's like 40 degrees outside and you can only wear shorts.
Fucking, it's like, those are the people you see that live in like Buffalo, New York or something. It's like the white people dread guy and he's like in shorts and a jacket and you're like, why are you wearing shorts? Like, it's not that cold out.
My bottom half of my legs don't get cold.
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
It's only 40 degrees. You're like, it's freezing.
Hey. Cool. Whatever. I don't know what you're trying to prove, but it sucks.
Yeah. But you're not proving it.
Okay. Next category. Okay. Communication and random protocol.
Oh, my God.
So this is just like kind of a mixed bag of stuff.
Okay.
The queen must be the first person notified of a young royal's birth. Which, you know.
But like... What is that? Okay, first person notified. I guess if of the people that aren't there.
Yeah.
But like, okay, maybe that's why Meghan wanted her mom to be in like the UK when she was like ready to give birth. Because like she would have had to call the queen before she called her mom.
I mean, you want your mom there anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? Royals aren't supposed to touch normal people.
Like without you can't, rubber gloves on.
You can't just like reach out and like.
Yeah, you can't know. Like. Yeah, if people are like, oh, can I get a photo or whatever? You can't like hug them or like touch them.
Yeah. So unless it's a handshake. But really.
But even then, I feel like they're not shaking a lot of hands, right?
No, they are.
Oh, okay.
Which is why this is why the queen wears gloves all the time.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, because she's shaking all these hands and she doesn't she doesn't want to get any. Commoner germs on her.
But really people are supposed to curtsy or bow.
Right.
You're not even really supposed to shake a
hand. No. That's the preferred way to greet any royal, but especially the queen is to bow or curtsy.
Yeah.
Well, and within the royal family, you curtsy to the queen. I think like normal people.
You don't walk in and hug her?
Well, no. I think, the men do the neck bow, women do a curtsy in the royal family. But, like, if you're a normal person out in the world or you're meeting the queen on her turf, I think you can shake her hand.
Oh, okay. She probably has to offer it to you first or something. There's probably some, like, weird – yeah.
Oh, you probably
– or she has to, like, look you in the eyes.
You have to get, like, an entire binder, like, just to prep you the day before meeting the queen,
That's wild. I'd be so anxious about, like – messing one of these things up.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. Okay. Oh, and going back to the thing of like not you're not supposed to touch a royal.
Yeah.
There is a picture of William and Kate with LeBron. And LeBron has his, like, arm around her. And she's, like, clasping her hands in front of her. And
oh
she's,
my
like,
God.
Very visibly, like,
oh, stiff.
Fuck. She's, like, very stiff. Yeah. And you know she's just thinking, like, oh, no, the queen's going to fucking tear me a new asshole when I get home.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But, I mean, LeBron didn't know, but
yeah.
It's definitely, like, an on-the-fly kind of, like, quick, casual picture.
Well, also, you must get used to, like, people interacting with you in a specific way. So when that is broken, like, when it must, like, you short-circuit a little bit and you're like, what do I do?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and, like, LeBron is any kind of huge celebrity in America who isn't – it's not part of, a official royal event.
Yeah.
How would we know how to react? So, let's see. Oh, the royal family is not allowed to sign any autographs or take selfies.
Oh.
So, like, you can't just, like, get in a selfie with people. People do it, but,
yeah,
you know, not on their – I don't know. They're not – it's not like Kate's out here, like, hey, selfie.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, like, yeah, selfie time. Oh, like, cheese.
Yeah, like, if somebody's like, can I get a picture? She's like, I'm sorry. No.
Say queen. Queen. Queen.
Okay, so not allowed to do the autographs or selfies. Mm-hmm. Fair. You cannot turn your back on the queen. After a conversation is over with the queen,
she – You go backwards?
Kind of. Well, she's the first to leave. No one is allowed to turn their back on her.
Oh, so you just, like, look at her and she turns around and leaves and then you can leave. Oh.
Yeah.
So you have to wait for her to leave, essentially.
Yeah.
Oh. Or you just back up slowly.
Yeah. Okay. Now – this is my favorite random thing.
Oh, my God.
I had no idea this was a thing. And it made me kind of, I don't know, love it.
Oh.
Love everything about, I don't know. This is very cute to me or fun. So they have to keep at least 6 ravens at the Tower of London at all times.
Why?
It's like folklore. I guess like one of the kings from, I don't know, fucking long ass time ago.
Yeah.
There was like a bunch of ravens in one of the towers and they like tore it down or whatever and all the ravens flew away. And then there was like a huge war and I don't know, all this bad shit happened. So it's like, it's folklore and
superstition.
So.
Oh, wow.
And they have like full-time people working at the Tower of London to like take care of these ravens.
Oh my God.
And make sure there's always 6 of them.
Can you like go in and see them?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Like it's like a little zoo.
Yeah. It's cute. I love that.
Oh my God.
It's just so like Game of Thronesy. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. That is. I did read that they do. There's like something about swans and they like count them every year. There's like an event where they like count all the swans cause they used to eat them. I don't know.
Huh.
Whatever.
Well, so when I was reading about this little tidbit, I did not know that the collective noun for ravens is an unkindness.
Oh.
And I was like, I love this. And then I was like looking at more collective nouns. And these are my favorites.
Okay. Really quickly. Go ahead.
A group of ferrets is a business of ferrets. flamingos are a flamboyance.
Oh, flamingos. I heard that. That's
love
fun.
Love that.
And also very fitting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Parrots and platypuses are a pandemonium. Like, groups of either of those are a pandemonium. A mischief of rats.
Oh, ew. It just makes me think of a rat king.
Yeah, kind of.
Ugh.
And then a dazzle or a zeal of zebras.
Oh, a dazzle.
A dazzle of
razzle
zebras.
Razzle dazzle zebras.
I love it.
Those are cute.
I know. I love that.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are so fun. So, yeah, those are, like, pretty much there's a ton, and this is a very, like, just to recap, this is a very, you know, not comprehensive list.
Oh, yeah, there's probably so many other things. There's even, like, things that have, like, also, like, P.S., some of this may be, like,
total bullshit.
Total bullshit, yeah. We, like, got this from some
The internet.
Yeah, the internet. So, you know, it is what it is. But
also, there's probably some way more batshit stuff than we've even talked about here.
Oh, I'm sure, like, when it comes to, like, safety protocol and all that I'm sure there's, like, really weird stuff. One of the things, actually, which was, like, a safety precaution for people in line for the throne, they, like, Prince William is not supposed to travel with Prince George. Like, they're not supposed to travel together in case a plane goes down, whatever, a boat crashes, whatever, a car. Yeah. But he totally broke that rule, quote unquote. Like, when George was born and they, like, took him to, like, Australia or something, they went on, like, a family trip. Mm. And him and Kate and George all traveled together. And I know that, like, Meghan and Harry and Archie have traveled together. But I think that's more relaxed because they're not as close in line. Like, because it's literally Prince Charles, Prince William, Prince George is like,
yeah,
that's
the line of lineage. Succession.
Line of succession. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there is like a cutoff though, for sure. Like that they have to stop. And I think that's
once they're older,
12. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think.
They probably will stop.
Yeah.
And at that point, it'll probably be understood like, hey, we just don't travel together, which is so wild. But I guess, I mean, like, something could still happen. Like, two things could happen. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But whatever.
Yeah.
I get it. And then I think the other thing that was amended rather recently is that they weren't any member of the royal family was not allowed to marry Roman Catholics.
Yeah.
But that's changed too. They like amended it in 2012 or something.
Yeah. They can marry somebody who's Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
But they have to still adhere to and stay loyal to the Church of England.
Wild.
Yeah. So, and there's a bunch of other bullshit that's crazy that we just don't understand because we're dumb Americans.
Yeah, true.
But that's like kind of a fun little fucked up list. I
loved it.
I loved it. Yeah.
I love all the weird stuff. The weirder, the better.
Seriously.
It makes me like, it does make me think like, it would be fun to look back at some of these types of things for like, older royalty.
Oh yeah, like what the origins of why some of these rules. I mean, there's definitely some way more in the weeds stuff.
Yeah.
That we obviously are not talking about here, but
yeah,
that have a purpose that was way more apparent probably hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
But doesn't really apply to today's modern standards, but is still done for tradition's sake.
I want to know, like, toilet stuff and, like, bath stuff. You know, like, does the queen draw her own bath or shower herself? Or does, like, she have people do that? Does she wipe her own butt? Like, does she have bidet toilets?
I'm sure.
You know, like, those are the things I want to know.
I'm sure she – there's probably, like, some stuff that is just –
Who does her pap smear?
The royal doctor. Who does her
fucking mammogram? Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What if, like, there is something embarrassing? Like, what – like – what if she's like ill? Like who comes in and like takes? I don't know.
The royal doctor. They have like probably like a team of people who
that are just like on the payroll.
On the payroll who are like very discreet.
Yeah,
and
like live within the castle maybe, so they can just like come in.
Yep, been in with the family for generations.
Like, what's the protocol if the queen sharts at an event? Like, what does she do with her purse then? You know, does she just like empty it onto the floor to create a distraction?
She throws it in the air.
She's like, does she have a stink bomb in her bag so she can like throw it onto the other side of the room so everyone's like, oh my god, it smells like shit over here. Like, they're like, where's it coming from? She's like, over there, and then she leaves.
I like to think of the queen as like James Bond, where she has like a Q.
She
has a quartermaster who like makes her purses.
Yeah.
Very high tech, and they all do something different.
Yeah, and like they have like fucking like little dart, like little like poisonous darts in there. Yeah, so she can like create she can like have extraction plans.
Yeah.
I bet she has so many.
Yeah, there's definitely a grappling hook in there. Oh, and then the one last, I forgot to include this in the attire one. You know how she's always wearing all these bright ass clothes that are just like kind of absurd for, like, she's wearing lime green.
They're,
or
like,
pink.
Kind of old lady-ish. Yeah, yeah.
But she has to wear bright colors because she needs to be picked out of a crowd.
Oh.
So, like, she's different. She's different. And doesn't blend
in up. Case something happens, they need to, like, mm-hmm. be able to go.
Yeah.
Huh.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. And it can't just be a hat because someone could rip it off.
Yeah.
You have to be wearing a full.
It's covered in razor blades, though.
Just to be real careful. Yeah. Well, and, like, her gloves, like, is there, like, magic something in there? Like, if she, like, takes off her glove real fast, does it, like, go, like a smoke, yeah. you know, like a smoke bomb, and then yeah. she could escape?
Yeah.
I bet there's so many fun things.
I bet.
She is probably James Bond.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. I feel like we've been pretty disrespectful to the queen, but.
She's not my queen.
She's not my queen. She's a queen, but she's not my queen.
Yeah, sorry. She's someone's queen, and I respect that, but she's not mine. Also, calm down with the charades, ma'am. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. I feel like she's probably loosened up maybe about it in her old age.
Or she's gotten worse because she's older. Worse. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. And you know what? I hope she's a bad bitch. Yeah. End of the day.
Yeah.
She is the Queen of England.
She is, yeah. And she is.
It's fine.
And you got to respect that.
That's right. Don't fuck with her, though.
No. Mm-mm. Don't. Fucking. You better come to her jubilee with, like, some fucking great charades ideas. But not too great. And if they're great, you got to give them to her.
Yeah.
And then bow down.
All right. That's all I got.
Same. Follow us on social meds at DTFU Podcasts, all the platforms, except kind of Twitter. We've given up on that.
Instagram and Facebook.
That's where it's at.
But even Facebook, it's like, ooh. But that's yeah. the only time I go on Facebook is to check the group.
Same.
So all Instagram.
Right. Yeah. It's fun. Instagram.
Yeah. You know what? Be excellent to yourselves.
And each other. Bye-bye.
Good day.
A good day.